Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're getting ready to look at all kinds of interesting things today on this Tuesday. Around 8 o'clock this morning, Kirk Tompkins of BedFan in San Antonio is going to be with us a little bit to talk about his product, because he is a very fine supporter of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and he's going to be with us for about 15 minutes of that time. Between 8:30 and 9 o'clock this morning, Jeff Patterson is going to be with us. He has a great post at lourockwell.com talking about this Lieutenant Aaron Watata case, where the prosecution declared a mistrial in the lieutenant's prosecution for deciding that he did not want to participate in what he said was an illegal war in Iraq. Jeff Patterson has been down that road, too, as you will see if you look at his biography at lourockwell.com. And he's going to discuss with us the implications of that case between 8:30 and 9 this morning. And then from 9 o'clock to 10 a.m., we have a very special guest for all of you on the old American right who want to know what's going on in the Constitution Party and in the larger movement. Michael Perutka is going to be with us from outside of Baltimore, Maryland. Michael was the Constitution Party's candidate for president in 2004, and he's going to hook up with us for an hour or so to talk about all of the things that he's presently up to within the movement of the old right. I have some interesting questions and, in a couple of cases, some quasi-tough questions for an old friend in regard to what he thinks about Alan Keyes and the Israeli lobby. And Michael Perutka is also going to discuss from his perspective some of the things that were going on some months ago in the Constitution Party, where there was a controversy that I frankly was out of the loop on. I'm something of an outsider to those issues now within the Constitution Party, even though I was their candidate in 2000 for the U.S. Senate race in Delaware. So Mike Perutka is going to give us his take on that whole situation and what he sees of the Constitution Party and other third-party movements as viable vehicles for those in the old right and the America First right who continue to vote in the contemporary political process. So that'll be Michael Perutka from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock this morning, the 2004 candidate for the presidency of the United States representing the Constitution Party. Tonight, if you have nothing going on, you can see me on television tonight. International television, by the way, it will be broadcast throughout the world and especially in the Middle East. You can see that television broadcast where I'm going to be interviewed by Dr. Hesham Tilawi at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on the whole issue of Christian Zionism, what it is, what its history is, and how I believe that it differs in interpretation from older traditional evangelical understandings of biblical prophecy, and what the implications are for this Christian Zionist movement when it comes to trying to take the United States into World War III. That will be available to you at currentissues.tv. If you're not familiar with Dr. Hesham Tilawi, he's been on this show, and I believe he's been on several other shows with the Republic Broadcasting Network. He is an internationally known figure. He is an Arab-American who does his television show from this country, but it is literally seen around the world. And if you turn to aljazeera.info today or look at Al Bawaba coming out of Jordan, the so-called Middle East gateway, you will see a lot of publicity about this show this evening. I am the second guest on that show. The first one that I will say more about is definitely well worth your time as well. He comes on at 6:30 p.m., and then I come on at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you can find that telecast again online at www.currentissues.tv. That'll be Mark Dankoff tonight talking about Christian Zionism with Dr. Hesham Tilawi. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Once again, we'd like to welcome our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to bring Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a whole new set of folks on conventional radio throughout the American South, we trust, in the days ahead. And we welcome those fine people at WMQM Memphis. And pray that we will have a mutually profitable relationship as we attempt to help you interpret the things going on in corporate media that are not necessarily true, generally not true. And as we get ready to have a couple of important guests on today, thinking about Jeff Patterson at 8:30 a.m. and then Michael Perutka, the Constitution Party presidential candidate in 2004, will be on at 9 o'clock in the morning Central Standard Time on this show. I might take up with particularly Michael Perutka what seems to be a conflict in stories on the part of those who might want us to go to war with Iran. My tech tells me and has since posted it for me that at Debka file, those fine folks, ho, 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 affiliated with Israeli intelligence, have an exclusive And that exclusive on February 9th says that Iran is sending shoulder-borne Q-1 anti-air missiles to Iraqi Sunni insurgents and Hezbollah to shoot down U.S. and Israeli helicopters. What makes that story significant? On the front page of today's Washington Post, the American chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff claims not to know about any of the specifics of this or of any of the other allegations that Iran has been heavily involved in activities going on with the Iraqi insurgency. So I'm going to read from this Debka file exclusive this morning and then read from what General Pace has to say on the front page of this morning's Washington Post, and you can see that somebody's not on the same page. Debka file sources in Tehran and Kurdistan disclosed that last month, two Iranian Q-1 and SA-7 missile consignments reached Iraqi insurgents allied with al-Qaeda and one radical Shiite Muqtada Sadr's Shiite militia, the Mehdi Army. Israeli sources report the same anti-air weapons were delivered at about the same time to Hezbollah units in Lebanon, including the south. Our military sources, meaning Debka file's military sources, add that Iran's arms industry has succeeded in replicating a quality version of the Chinese QW-1 and improved its electronics. It is 1.447 meters long and packs 16.5 kilos of explosives. The Israeli Defense Force estimates that the first of these missiles used experimentally by Hezbollah caused an Israeli helicopter to explode during takeoff near the Litani River in the Lebanon War last summer. Iranian markings have been erased from the equipment going into Iraq and Lebanon to suggest they were bought on the black market. Dated Soviet-era models of the SA-7 were indeed bought by Iran on Far East black markets and supplied to Iraqi insurgents and also pro-Tehran governors in western Afghanistan. Iran is preparing the ground for a Shiite insurgency against NATO forces there. According to our sources, all three consignments to Iraq went through the north Iraqi Kurdistani town of Sulaymaniyah, not far from the Iranian border. An Iranian clandestine center operates there like, quote, the liaison center, unquote, the Americans raided in another Kurdish town, Erbil, last month. The Sulaymaniyah center operates with permission from Iraqi's Kurdish president, Jalal Talabani. The weapons were smuggled in concealed compartments of trucks, transporting building materials and iron from Iran for a Kurdish building company. After unloading their legitimate freight, the trucks drove on south up to the regional border, where Iraqi insurgents offloaded the missiles to their vehicles and distributed them to their networks in Bakuba, Ramadi, and Tikrit, north of Baghdad, and Hilah to the south. In January, two-man teams of Iraqi insurgents and Hezbollah operatives were trained in the use of the new weapons against American and Israeli helicopters as instructors for missile crews in Iraq and Lebanon. One crewman was taught to locate the target and help the second to aim. The training facilities were set up in Kermanshah and Qasr-e-Shireen, close to the Iraqi border. Iran is stepping up its provocations in reprisal for the U.S. President George W. Bush's directive to U.S. forces to capture or kill Iranian agents, America's refusal to release the Revolutionary Guard officers captured in Erbil, and finally by the seizure last week of an Iranian diplomat in Baghdad. That's what the Israeli intelligence-oriented Debka file is reporting on the web as of the 9th of February. Now let's turn to the front page of today's Washington Post, where we see that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff seems to know nothing about this. Karen DeYoung, who's a Washington Post staff writer, has a front page story today, or I'm sorry, it's actually in the front section. It's on page A18, where it says Pace demurs on accusation of Iran. General says he knows nothing tying leaders to arms in Iraq. Major General Peter Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said yesterday that he has no information indicating Iran's government is directing the supply of lethal weapons to Shiite insurgent groups in Iraq. Quote, we know that the explosively formed projectiles are manufactured in Iran, unquote, Pace told Voice of America during a visit to Australia. Quote, what I would not say is that the Iranian government per se knows about this, unquote. Quote, it is clear that Iranians are involved, and it's clear that materials from Iran are involved, he continued, but I would not say by what I know that the Iranian government clearly knows or is complicit, unquote. Pace's comments came a day after U.S. military officials in Baghdad alleged that the, quote, highest levels, unquote, of the Iranian government have directed use of weapons that are killing U.S. troops in Iraq. No information was provided to substantiate the charge. Administration officials yesterday deflected requests for more details, even as they repeatedly implied Tehran's involvement. In an interview yesterday with ABC's Good Morning America, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the administration is, quote, pointing fingers at others, unquote, when its troop presence in Iraq is the source of most of the country's problems. While not denying that Iranian weapons may have been found in Iraq, Ahmadinejad implied that if they were, it was not his government's doing. Quote, can Americans close their long borders, unquote, he asked, noting that, quote, millions, unquote, of Iranians cross the border into neighboring Iraq each year. Quote, the position of our government and the position of the Revolutionary Guard is also the same. We are opposed to any kind of conflict in Iraq, unquote. On Sunday, in a briefing for reporters, U.S. military officials in Baghdad offered a slideshow and examples of armor-piercing explosives that they said bore writing and serial numbers from Iran. Briefers, speaking anonymously for what they said were security reasons, said the weapons had caused the deaths of 170 U.S. soldiers in the past 2 years. No cameras were allowed in the briefing room, and a transcript of the session was not provided. The officials also showed what they said were false identity cards of Iranians whom U.S. forces had recently detained in Iraq. The men were described as members of the Quds Force, an elite unit of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that U.S. officials believe is under the control of Iran's supreme religious leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Quote, we have been able to determine that this material, especially sophisticated roadside explosives called explosively formed penetrators, is coming from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Quds Force, said a briefer identified only as a senior defense analyst. Direction for operations using the weaponry, he said, came from the, quote, highest levels, unquote, of Iran's government. Asked by reporters yesterday to provide more information on the charge, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said, quote, the Iranians are up to their eyeballs in this activity, unquote. He called the Baghdad presentation a, quote, very strong circumstantial case, unquote, saying he was, quote, not going to try to embellish that briefing, unquote, and, quote, any reasonable person would draw the same conclusions, unquote. White House spokesman Tony Snow offered similar responses, quote, let me put it this way, he said, there's not a whole lot of freelancing in the Iranian government, especially when it comes to something like that, unquote. Pressed repeatedly, Snow answered, quote, look, the Department of Defense is doing this. What I'm telling you is, you guys want to get those questions answered, you need to go to the Pentagon, unquote. A call to the Defense Intelligence Agency brought a referral to the main Pentagon press office. That office referred a caller to the Washington office of the Multinational Force Iraq, which responded with an emailed copy of Sunday's briefing slides containing no mention of the highest levels, quote-unquote, allegation, and a request for questions in writing. Written questions brought no response. An official from the Pentagon Joint Staff said last night that Pace had seen the briefing slides, but, quote, had no personal knowledge of any senior involvement by senior Iranian officials, unquote. Members of Congress have repeatedly asked whether the administration is planning a repeat in Iran of its 2003 invasion of Iraq. Intelligence findings that Iraq's Saddam Hussein had stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction and had close ties to al-Qaeda turned out to be almost entirely false. Sunday's briefing on Iran, originally scheduled for last month, had been delayed as officials said they were trying to avoid, quote, overstating, unquote, what they could prove. Quote, there are certainly those who are in favor of war with Iran, unquote, Senator Christopher J. Dodd, Democrat of Connecticut, said Sunday of the Bush administration on CBS's Face the Nation. We've seen that in the past that they would like nothing more than to build a case for that, unquote. In recent weeks, the administration has denied any war plans, saying it is committed to a strategy of pressure and diplomacy against Iran's nuclear activities, operations in Iraq, and other aggression. In an interview yesterday with C-SPAN, President Bush described his policy as, quote, comprehensive, unquote, and complained that charges that he is planning to attack Iran are politically motivated and, quote, typical Washington, unquote. Folks, that's the front section, page A18 of today's Washington Post. The article is by Karen DeYoung. She's a Washington Post staff writer, and the title of that article, which is available on the World Wide Net, is Pace Demurs on Accusation of Iran. General says he knows nothing tying leaders to arms in Iraq. Compare that with what the Israeli Debka file said as of February 9th. Something is wrong, folks. There's something that smells. There's smoke that's coming out from underneath the rug. We see the cracks in the canvas. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600. That's a 50,000-watt station in Memphis, Tennessee that's going to be carrying Mark Dankos, America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We trust that this will be a long and profitable friendship and that it will enable us to continue to bring the messages of this show and the messages of the other hosts of the Republic Broadcasting Network, not simply to our vast internet network and our international shortwave audience and our browser archives audience, but also to selected affiliates in conventional radio that have a very wide-ranging arm, both in this country and elsewhere. So that's WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis. Glad to have you aboard. We've been talking about a number of things this morning, including the fact that at 8:30 Central Standard Time this morning, Jeff Patterson is going to be on this show from San Francisco. He's a very, very interesting guy. And if you don't know who he is very much involved with the same type of thing that has been going on with Lieutenant Aaron Watata in regard to military resistance to the Bush regime's conduct of what Jeff Patterson and Lieutenant Aaron Watata claim is an illegal war in Iraq. There was a mistrial in the Watata case, and Jeff Patterson is going to be on this morning at 8:30 Central Standard Time to explain to you and to me what this mistrial means and what it says about the days ahead. Interestingly enough, I saw last night when I happened to be in a restaurant in San Antonio, believe it or not, I couldn't escape Fox News, folks. I'm in a very fine restaurant in suburban San Antonio in a very nice shopping mall. And there I am seated at a nice booth, and I just couldn't get away from Bill O'Reilly and these other guys at Fox News. That's what the people at the bar were watching. Half of them watching Bill O'Reilly, the other half watching ESPN2. At any rate, the sound was off in both cases, but I did see the post that Bill O'Reilly had in regard to John McCain being afraid that there would be a so-called new Tet Offensive in Iraq that would turn public opinion against the war, as the Tet Offensive did in Vietnam in 1968. I've got news for Senator McCain. Public opinion is already aligned against this war. An increasing number of people in the American public recognize that they've been lied to. They've been lied to about the reasons why we went in there. They've been lied to about the human cost of this war. They've been lied to about the financial expenditures that would be involved. They've been lied to about the massive amounts of foreign borrowing from Asian banks that have been financing this war and that threaten the economic stability of every American. And right now it appears, and I would say that they are being lied to in regard to what's about to happen between the United States and Iran. And so when we look at this whole business of what the Debka file had to say today about Iran sending shoulder-borne Q-1 anti-air missiles to Sunni Iraqi insurgents and Hezbollah to shoot down U.S. and Israeli helicopters, what again is going on when Section A-18 today, the Washington Post, Karen DeYoung story, indicates that our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Pace, has absolutely no idea what is going on in relation to this Debka file story, and indicates that he has no specific intelligence or knowledge in regard to high-level Iranian governmental involvement in this insurgency situation in Iraq. Pretty clear discrepancy between what these various sides are saying, and these are guys that are on the same team. It seems to me that if they're trying to sell something to the American public, that they need to be on the same page before they go public with some of these statements. And these types of public intelligence gaps certainly bring to mind exactly what was going on prior to March of 2003. Has anyone seen a replay, by the way, of Colin Powell's pathetic performance before the UN in February of 2003, where he made his case and the neocons' case for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Folks, if you go back and look at that tape, it was dubious then. It's an absolute embarrassment now. And Colin Powell, of course, has been trying to salvage his reputation as America's premier political general in the 4 years since he gave this dubious speech before the UN. But Powell is not going to be able to resurrect his reputation, it seems to me. There are too many honest people, left and right and center, who saw that speech and who have been reading about this whole situation since that time and who recognize at this juncture what a bill of goods they have been sold. And so when you look at the Angus Reid Global Monitor polls, you look at the CNN polls, you look at the Washington Post polls and so forth and so on, establishment media is showing the extent to which the American public's support for this nonsense has completely plummeted. Those numbers are in conjunction, of course, with the plummeting numbers not only for Bush and for Cheney, but the American public doesn't have a particularly high opinion of Congress either. And that's not without justification, for it seems to me that we can lump all of these people together at some point and to see that they're all part of a larger political and cultural cancer that is growing and metastasizing as far as the American body politic is concerned. Again, when you look at this Debka file story and compare it to what Karen DeYoung reports today on page A18 of the Washington Post, it's very, very clear that something sinister is going on and that what we are seeing is an ill-thought-through preparation for a preemptive war with Iran. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll have Jeff Patterson at 8:30 this morning, Central Time, and then Michael Perutka, the 2004 Constitution Party candidate for president, at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking about several interesting news stories this morning, beginning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is, of course, Tuesday, the 13th of February. And at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to be joined by Jeff Patterson, who has an interesting post at lourockwell.com on the Lieutenant Aaron Watata trial, or mistrial, I should say. I want Jeff to unpack that for us in terms of what it means and what he sees going on in this whole business of the crisis of confidence that seems to be burgeoning within the American military over what's happening in Iraq. Then at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, from 9 to 10 a.m., we're going to be joined by Michael Perutka, the 2004 presidential candidate of the Constitution Party. Michael's going to be talking about the CP, and that is the Constitution Party, by the way, not the Communist Party. But the Constitution Party, Michael's going to be speaking about some of the developments there in the last year or so, as well as giving us his own take on some of the political events of our time and talking a little bit about presidential politics and third-party presidential politics coming up in 2008. I'm anxious to ask him all kinds of things related to the Israeli lobby and Alan Keyes. I want to ask Michael Perutka about the Council for National Policy, what he knows of that organization. I'm going to be talking to Michael about the candidacy of Congressman Ron Paul, the Republican congressman, of course, who's going to be running in the Republican primaries in the coming year, it would appear. And Ron Paul takes a lot of the same positions that Michael Perutka does. And it'll be interesting to see Ron Paul's situation, as he has decided, at least for now, to throw his hat into the presidential ring as a member of a major party running in a presidential primary. That, of course, is a different take from someone like Michael Perutka, who has abandoned the Republican Party and who was a third-party candidate. So Michael will bring a lot of things to the table in regard to his conversation with us on these issues. And whatever you think of the Constitution Party and of Michael Perutka, I can tell you personally that he's a very nice guy. I voted for him in 2004, for what that's worth. I've been very frank with Michael that I would have run his campaign differently in terms of the specific issues that I would have prioritized in that election year, and would have had him in more of the key battleground states in the month before the run-up to the election in 2004. But that's just a difference of opinion. Michael Perutka is a great guy, and I think he's an excellent resource in terms of third-party politics. And I want to get his take on all kinds of things as we see them unfold, I think, in the next year. I mentioned several times at the beginning of the hour that I'm going to be on a very special television show tonight that you can see on the net. Dr. Hesham Tilawi is going to have me on at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Current Issues Television to discuss Christian Zionism, what it is, what its history is, what the implications of it are in regard to your life and mine. Do we really want to go to war in the Middle East on behalf of the Zionist state of Israel? Do we really believe, those of us who are evangelical Christians, that it is our mission to hasten Armageddon and the visitation of Armageddon upon the planet? Those kinds of ideas are going to be discussed tonight by Dr. Hesham Tilawi and me on Current Issues TV, which you can find at that very website, currentissues.tv, www.currentissues.tv. And there's an excellent guest. It'll start at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then I will be on at 7:30 Central Standard Time with Dr. Hesham Tilawi to discuss these matters. Al Jazeera.info and Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, have already picked up on the fact that this telecast is going to take place tonight. And the very good news about all of this is not so much that those news releases in the Middle East talk about Mark Dankoff, but more importantly that they talk about the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Hesham Tilawi has a very, very influential international television show, which you will understand if you tune into currentissues.tv tonight. And when you see some of the people that he has had on that show and the number of places worldwide where that show goes, including Iran, by the way, this telecast tonight will be seen in Tehran, Iran, among many other places, that Dr. Hesham Tilawi has been kind enough to include some special emphasis on the fact that the Republic Broadcasting Network is out there and that my show is affiliated with it, which over time I think will lead a lot of people to our website, which of course is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And these kinds of opportunities, for which I receive no income, but I'm glad to do them, lead to all kinds of fruits downstream. In that we begin to link up in a network-type fashion with significant people around the world who have the same concerns that we do about what's happening in the world in relation to war and an impending third world war and the whole issue of the Jewish lobby and neoconservative American foreign policy. That's certainly an issue for the old American right, which I'm a part of, just as much as it's an issue for Iranians and Palestinians and people who live in Azerbaijan and all other kinds of places. So that connection enables me to bring my message, which is not my message, but the message of a lot of very important people, to a wider audience. And in the meantime, it also gets the word out about the Republic Broadcasting Network, so that we continue to be an old American right, America first type of operation. But we bring what we bring to the table to not only our very faithful listeners for very long periods of time on this network, but to a wider audience that says, hey, there are plenty of folks in the real American right who don't support George W. Bush on virtually anything. They don't support him in this neocon foreign policy. They don't support him in this Israel first constituency that has been backing not only George W. Bush, but politicians in both of the major political parties. They don't support him in terms of open borders. They don't support him on the New World Order. They don't support him on the North American Union. They don't support him on borrowing Asian money from central bankers in Asia to support this war of imperialism in the Middle East. They don't support him on the trade deficits. They don't support him on the budget deficits. They don't support him in federalizing education. They, across the board, take the old American right positions, which are totally different from those things that are involved with Bush Republicanism. For Bush Republicanism, folks, is Rockefeller Republicanism. If you know anything at all about the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the whole business of David and Nelson Rockefeller and the influence that they have had, not only in the American political scene generally, but in the Republican Party specifically, we can begin to understand that George W. Bush is basically an interesting, not so effective front man for these kinds of political and economic interests that first and foremost involve corporate America and the whole drive toward a burgeoning world government, of which this North American Union is just the latest evidence. And do we really want to be using American forces abroad in preemptive wars where we have not been attacked? Do we really want to use American military forces in institutions of the New World Order to police all kinds of brush fires around the globe that have nothing to do with the kind of strategy and the kind of vision for the armed forces of the United States that characterized the founding fathers of this country? A lot of those kinds of derivative issues are likely to come up tonight on Dr. Hesham Talawi's show, which you can find again from 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time onward at www.currentissues.tv. And, of course, I'll be on at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to discuss this whole business of Christian Zionism. This is not simply an intellectual debate. It's not simply a division among Christians in regard to what the Bible teaches about biblical prophecy. It involves you. If you're listening to this broadcast, either in this country or elsewhere, this business of Christian Zionism involves you because, in large measure, it is a significant part of the fuel, the ideological fuel, that is driving what seems to be happening in the Middle East and that is driving what would appear to be the planning for a burgeoning American-Israeli attack on Iran and for the position that is taken by the United States and Israel in regard to the Palestinians. Christian Zionism is not simply a theory. It's not simply a particular point of view in regard to Bible prophecy that has existed since the first third of the 19th century only. It is a very significant player and a very significant force in the foreign policy of the United States and may play, I will argue tonight on Current Issues TV, play a role in a downturn in the fortunes of this country. Folks, we had Chalmers Johnson on the show this past Friday. He, of course, was directing the National Intelligence Estimates as a consultant for the Central Intelligence Agency's NIE process between 1968 and 1972. We had him discussing to some extent last Friday his involvement with the University of California as an East Asian scholar and political science professor for 30 years, both in San Diego and in Berkeley. But more importantly, he has a new book out. It's the third book in a trilogy. I would recommend all three books to you. The third in the trilogy has just been published. It's entitled Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic, and that's Chalmers Johnson. If you get into that book and get into what the Los Angeles Times reviewer said about that book a few days ago, you'll begin to discover that what Chalmers Johnson had to say to us at Mark Gankoff's America last Friday for the Republic Broadcasting Network is the same sort of thing that he's saying for antiwar.com and the same things that he's saying on a variety of TV and radio shows around the nation. We are in very serious trouble, folks. We are at a crossroad, it seems to me, in regard to the survivability of the American Republic. Some would argue, and I've been one of them, that the American Republic is already dead, that we are talking at this point about the last death throws of the American Republic, or I mean the American Empire, which begs a $64,000 question. If the American Empire is going the way of Rome and Britain and the old Soviet Union, because of debt and because of internal decadence and because of the overexpansion of military commitment abroad, if all of that is now coalescing in terms of what we're seeing, and if this preemptive war with Iran that keeps popping up in the international press is in fact going to prove to be our Waterloo or our Thermopylae, is that necessarily all bad? Obviously, it'll be a great tragedy if it plays out this way. A lot of innocent people would be hurt and killed in something of this magnitude. Certainly when you get into some of the things that have been said by Paul Craig Roberts and by Chalmers Johnson and others in regard to apparent plans on the part of the United States CENTCOM and the American STRATCOM organization to prepare a strategy for Iran that involves the potential utilization of tactical nuclear weaponry, this clearly is an issue of survivability for the entire planet. But in the event that these great tragedies happen and the American Empire, as we have seen that burgeoning situation develop, particularly in the last 30 years, if we are in the twilight of that and if cataclysm and tragedy do come and if the American Empire simply follows in the way of Nebuchadnezzar's dream in Daniel chapter 2, is that necessarily all bad? Maybe it would be the case that if we were not completely destroyed, we might find our way back to some of the principles of the Founding Fathers again. This brings me full circle to Michael Perutka and the Constitution Party. Howard Phillips, who founded the Constitution Party and who is also a personal friend of mine, has said to me for years that Howard Phillips believes, that it would take a cataclysm in order for the American public to be shaken free of globalism and the New World Order and all of the miserable presuppositions of the centralization of power in the American presidency, as we have seen it from Lincoln to Woodrow Wilson to FDR and to every American president since FDR. Maybe the recovery of a semblance of a constitutional republic in our land would be predicated on the idea that there must first be a great tragedy. Howard Phillips, who is a far more knowledgeable person than I am, has advanced this in conversations he's had with the conservative caucus in Washington in recent years. Howard's talked about this with his Issues and Strategy Bulletin, which comes out of Washington, D.C., and which I monitor on a bi-weekly basis. Certainly it's an interesting idea, and one which I want to discuss a little bit with Mike Perutka this morning, for it seems to me that we are entering into an entirely new world in regard to the direction of a situation where the genie seems to be out of the bottle, folks. What happened in March of 2003 then resulted in May 1st of that same year in George W. Bush landing on the USS Abraham Lincoln in his airplane. And from that platform of that aircraft carrier, President Bush said that the mission had been accomplished. That, I believe, was May 1st, 2003. I was sitting in a hotel in an area of New Jersey just outside of New York City with another Christian pastor. We were at a seminar together that involved counseling and helping people in crisis situations. And that evening, this particular pastor, no longer living, he and I were watching President Bush's appearance on that aircraft carrier that was internationally televised, and we watched CNN. And the president, of course, said that the mission had been accomplished. And my fine friend who was with me said, "Boy, this certainly looks very good, doesn't it?" And I said, "Give it a few years. You'll discover that Pat Buchanan is correct. We will win and have won the conventional military phase of this conflict. We will lose the occupation. Go back in history, I said to this pastor. Take a look at what happened just to the British in the 20th century, both in Mesopotamia and Palestine. It's going to happen to us. We are fooling around with things that the Soviet Union and the British floundered upon. We're dealing with things that Alexander the Great discovered in ancient Greece that he could not overcome. History is replete with all kinds of examples of the trouble that that region of the world presents for leadership of empires that is extremely overconfident and arrogant, and that is even involved in the deification of itself. This is significant, folks, and it seems to me that we are living in very, very troubled times. 7:50 in the morning, Central Standard Time, on Tuesday, the 13th of February. We're going to have Kurt Tompkins on the show briefly after 8 o'clock this morning, talking about Bedfan. And then at 8:30 this morning, Patterson will be on to discuss this whole business of the Lieutenant Aaron Watata case. And then at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, Michael Perutka of the Constitution Party will be on. He, of course, was their presidential standard bearer in 2004 to talk about his take on political events, past, present, and future. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Going to have Kirk Tompkins of San Antonio on at a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning talking about Bedfan. Kirk Tompkins is a very fine supporter of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And then at 8:30, Jeff Patterson is going to be on this show to discuss the implications of the Lieutenant Aaron Watata case. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, from 9 to 10 a.m., Michael Perutka, the 2004 presidential candidate of the Constitution Party, is going to join Mark Dankoff's America to talk about all kinds of things. One of the things I want to talk to Michael Perutka about at 9 o'clock this morning is another grim story in the Washington Post, which appeared today on the front page. It's an Alan Cooperman, Chris Saliza story talking about McCain and Romney vying for the support of conservatives. And when you read through this story, it's talking about a person, a young woman, who is a former Iowa State Republican chairman, head of Iowa Right to Life, and political director of Representative Jim Nussel's losing gubernatorial campaign. This person, whose name I believe would be pronounced Marlis Popema, is an experienced political operative as well as an evangelical Christian, using the description of the Washington Post. It's talking about the phone calls placed to her by both John McCain of Arizona and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. I want to discuss this article with Michael Perutka this morning because the Washington Post goes on to chronicle the fact that Mitt Romney 12 years ago said that he would be a more effective proponent of homosexual rights than Ted Kennedy. I'm quoting exactly what the Washington Post is saying this morning on the front page, folks. 7 years ago, John McCain said the Republican Party had no place for, quote, agents of intolerance, unquote, such as Jerry Falwell. And then it goes on to say that this woman, Mrs., I assume, Miss or Mrs. or Ms. Popema, who again was a leader in the Iowa State Republican Party. She was the chairman. She was head of Iowa Right to Life, political director of Representative Jim Nussel's losing gubernatorial campaign. Marlis Popema has now indicated that she's going to go with John McCain as the next president of the United States, or the next nominee for that position on the part of the Republican Party. With all due respect to this very fine lady, I'm sure she's a fine person. When I look at that sort of thing, it is absolutely absurd to me that this is the state of the establishment wing of American conservatism. We have guys that have been trashing Christian conservatives, making a career out of that, both Mitt Romney and more specifically John McCain. And now, of course, when we look at neoconservative foreign policy in the Israeli lobby, these guys are on board with that too, particularly McCain. So what is the real American right doing supporting this sort of nonsense? I'll take that up in a little bit more than an hour from now with Michael Perutka, the 2004 candidate of the Constitution Party for the presidency of the United States. You're listening to Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.